Welcome to the High Performance Business Solutions Podcast. This is Paul De La Garza, your host and coach. Join me in discovering the journey to become a better leader, a better sales professional, to take charge of your life with intention and vision, recognizing that within you lies the power to achieve and to live to the fullest. Today, I want to talk to you about 7 steps to mindfulness. You know, often individuals find themselves going day by day, moving through motions, allowing the day to define their actions, waiting for life to happen to them. As time progresses and days escape, and we are not aware as to where the time goes on, and you often find yourself saying, my God, there's not enough hours in the day, where did the days go, etc. And despite all that passage of time, you cannot really attribute some major or, for that matter, small successes. An unfortunate side effect of living like this is that the passage of time quickens, and before you realize it, 10 years have passed, and you're in the same job, and you cannot really relate to any one particular event or events to which you can say, hey, those were small but really important successes. So with that same routine, as we go on and on and on, we get absent of creativity or joy. And for all practical purposes, you know what happens? We sort of quit in place. We become automatons of life. This time passes without much change. You start getting into what we call homeostasis. It's a comfort of routine that is mindless. So, practicing mindfulness is a way to actually countermeasure this. Practicing mindfulness or being aware of the here and now, being present, can prevent the very thing I just described. It can help you take control of your day and of your life instead of allowing the life to take control of you and your day to take control of you. Mindfulness is the practice of choosing to be aware in the here and now on your daily activities, on the things that you are doing. So, example, think about what you're doing right now and become very mindful. I'm listening to this podcast, or I am returning that email, or I am going to mow the lawn, or I'm having dinner with my wife or my husband or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. Whatever it is that you're doing, become aware. Arrive in the here and now. And make sure that you begin to engage and enrich yourself with all the aspects of that experience. Mindfulness begins there. Through mindfulness, you'll be able to live on purpose instead of on accident. And the feeling that time is slipping away uncontrollably, or that there's not enough hours in the day, will start to go away. It'll be lessened. So, if what I'm telling you sounds like something you've been experiencing, and I have to tell you that more often than not, when I speak to clients and I speak to associates, at one point or another, me included, we have found ourselves with that. Where did the time go? When did I do that? Have I done this? Oh my God, why is it that I'm so tired and yet I don't feel I've accomplished so much? Let me give you 7 steps that begin to get you closer to the mindfulness of which we are speaking right now. If you have a pencil and paper, I would recommend that you just take some notes. Write it down so that you might be able to ponder and consider each of these steps. Here's the first step. Set time for yourself. Set aside some time every day to focus on practicing mindfulness. It doesn't need to be an enormous amount of time. It can be as little as 5 minutes. And all you want to do is pause. You want to become aware. Look at your surroundings. Digest what you've got. You're drinking a glass of wine with your friends or family. Stop. Look at the consistency of the wine. Close your eyes as you're taking that sip. Be mindful of yourself. Listen to the beating of your heart. Engage in the emotions that you have for that moment. Set time for yourself. I recommend that you set time for yourself in the mornings. If you get up at 6 o'clock, get up at 5:45. Give yourself 15 minutes of just absolute mindfulness. Just for you. If you want to do this in the evening, just as good. Okay, 2nd step. When you look at a situation, observe the moment as it is. The point of the practice is to observe what is happening to you and your thoughts at the moment and become aware of your surroundings, your breathing, the music or sounds of the moment. This may seem basic. This may seem even ridiculous. But I got to tell you, it is powerful. It is a very powerful device to begin that process of mindfulness. The intent is not to completely clear your mind of thoughts or just simply disregard everything that is happening. It's just simply to allow your mind to drift and observe where it goes simply by being aware of it. So just simply pause for a moment. Observe the moment as it is. Being mindful. Being mindful. Step number three, embrace what you love doing. You know what? You need to become aware and joyful of the activities that truly give you joy. Are you doing that? And if you can't do it because you have a job and like you say, but I've got to pay the bills, of course you do. Nobody would suggest otherwise. You have the opportunity to start doing and selecting certain things that you really enjoy. Go take guitar lessons. Go get yoga. Get a massage. Activate your long-desired hobby. You like to watch movies. Go watch a movie that you really thoroughly enjoy, that you can just engage and fulfill yourself and feed that love that you may have for a particular thing that you're doing. So become aware and joyful of the activities that you truly enjoy. Please give yourself that gift, because this is going to strengthen you. The next step, step number four. So now that we told you, embrace what you love doing, how about if we tell you, bring joy to the things that you don't like to do? We are responsible for the energy that we bring to wherever we stand. Think about what that means. If you really start being aware of how you feel, and if you are bringing an energy of contempt and anger and defiance in a particular place, I got to tell you, what's going to happen is that that place is going to do exactly and embrace exactly and adapt exactly the energy that you bring to it. We act as thermostats. We're constantly broadcasting that energy through our disposition, our looks, our rolling of the eyes, or sometimes our dismissive silence. And people perceive this. However, if you begin to replace that energy, okay, that feeling of frustration or anger with a definition, a determination that you are going to bring an energy of acceptance, that you know that there's certain things that you can learn to love in terms of what you're doing, it's astonishing and it's amazing how to see how your quality of life is going to increase. The quality of the moment. And when you do that, and you do this in a very mindful way, I will tell you that you're going to see your world begin to change. Step number five, be free of judgment. We can often be the toughest judges, not only on ourselves, but on the things that surround us. We will determine to either be good or to be bad. You know, there's a book called Zen Habits, which I recommend, by the way. It's a great book. Very simple, easy read, and yet a very thought-provoking book. And it basically says this. If you decide that something is bad, you will determine then anything opposite that is going to be definitely good. Conversely, if you determine that something is good, you're going to determine that anything different from that is going to be bad. And sometimes it's not that clear-cut. And you may declare something to be good or bad because of your judgment, and you are probably going to be wrong about it. The book promotes this. What if instead of you determining that a situation is either good or bad, that you free yourself from judgment and that you just simply declare it to be? And that what you do is you respond accordingly without judgment, still either protecting yourself, either engaging, but not judging and not investing yourself, but instead seeking to understand more than you want to be understood, seeking to really assimilate the truth of the situation. This is going to help you tremendously. A common result of doing this, in other words, a common result of engaging in such a powerful approach, is that you're going to find charm, mindfulness, and acceptance and beauty that otherwise you may not have seen. Beauty in people. Conversely, a common result of living in judgment is you're going to wind up living in the past. I should have done that. I could have done that, especially when you're judging yourself. Or you're going to start living in the future. You know what? I need to do more of that. I need to be doing this, and so forth and so on. And what happens is that we step away from the here and now. The past is gone, folks. Right now, the future is imaginary. The past is dead, so to speak. The future is imaginary. What you have is the here and now. So it is important to go easy on yourselves and allow yourselves to make a mistake without enormous judgment. If judgments arise during your practice, and then at that point, you know, you stop and say, okay, acknowledge the judgment. Said, okay, I did it again. I'm not going to freak out about it, but I'm going to step away from that. And by doing this, you're going to free yourself from the feelings and thoughts of judgment. You're going to let them pass. And this is a great practice for you to do. Step number 6, return to the moment. Your mind will travel away from the current moment, and that is okay. The practice of mindfulness is training yourself to stay in the moment so that it is a good practice of bringing yourself back. So return to the moment. You can get distracted. You can go away. You can go somewhere else, but do not allow them to take you away from the here and now. The last step that I'm going to recommend to you is be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Understand this, that this is extremely important. This may be new to you. That's okay. But this is really, really important because practicing mindfulness can be difficult. And that is the reason why we have to practice it over and over and over again. When your thoughts wander off, appreciate the power and creativity of your brain, then you bring your thoughts back to the present moment, and that's where your power is, and that's what you have to work with. Think about those 7 steps. Number 1, set time for yourself. Number 2, observe every moment as it is. Number 3, embrace what you love doing. Number 4, bring joy to the things that you do not enjoy doing. Number 5, be free of judgment. 6, return to the moment. And then the last one, perhaps the most important one, is be kind to yourself. Stop, take pause, think about these things, put them into practice. It was great to have you with me here today in this podcast. Again, this is Paul de la Garza. Thank you so much for your time. Take care and be well.